You know, Valente has been our missionary for, 10 years now, I think, something like that. And but his ministry goes long, long before that. 50, how many years? 54 years he's been in the ministry, preaching. I could list for you all of his credentials in that he has planted a dozen or so churches in Mexico, another few churches in the United States, and not just that, but he planted churches that he encouraged to plant churches. So those churches also planted churches, and under the widespread canopy of his ministry, literally, folks, literally tens of thousands of people have come to Christ. But I think the one thing I'd like to say in introduction of him, well, I guess besides he's my father-in-law, so I've got to say really nice things about him, is that he is, from beginning to end, from as long as I've ever known him, a man of conviction. He doesn't compromise his principles. He doesn't compromise the Word of God. And I don't think anything can be said greater for a servant than a man be found faithful. And that's what he has been. So after I read these passages, I'm going to ask him to come up. The children will be dismissed after that. However, I recommend children, you know, if you want to, you can stay too. You don't have to go, and I recommend you stay. My children are staying, at least Timmy is. So the first, yeah, you're supposed to say yes. You don't get no money when it's grandpa, though. Ezra. Chapter 1 is the first passage. I'll read from Ezra and then I'll read from Jeremiah also. Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. It'll be 1 through 7. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, "Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you of all his people? May his God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem. And whoever is left in any place where he dwells, let the men of his place help him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, besides the freewill offering for the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. Then the heads of the fathers, houses of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests of the Levites, with all whose spirits God had moved, arose to go up and build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and all those who were around them encouraged them with articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with precious things besides all that was willingly offered. King Cyrus also brought out of the articles of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem, and put in the temple of his gods." Jeremiah 25 now, verses 3 through 11. From the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even to this day, this is the 23rd year in which the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you have not listened. The Lord has sent to you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not listened nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, "Repent now, every one of his evil ways and his evil doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given you and your fathers forever and ever. Do not go after the gods to serve them and worship them, and do not provoke me to anger with the works of your hands. and I will not harm you. Yet you have not listened to me, saying, the Lord, you have not listened to me, says the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, against its inhabitants, and against these nations all around, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment, a hissing, and a perpetual desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the map. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. The children are dismissed at this time. And Valente, will you come and preach the word for us?
I have permission from the pastor to talk a little bit about the ministry. Number one, I said thank you very much for your prayers, for your interest in the ministry we have in Mexico and other countries. Just to mention things, important things. Very recently, I found a paper, a channel, people, business, and TV has a three channels. And he decided to give one channel to the gospel in Spanish. But my telephone is talking, I talk with him. And I talk with him in the way right now. Compromiso, promise to start a TV program 30 minutes in Spanish, starting the Carolinas, and then they go past the rest of the country. But also, this week, we decided to start the same program, but in Mexico. I talked with a man who is in the head of this project. And I need to say this. When I started up courses to training preachers, pastors, that man who called me graduate one of the first schools. When they ready to graduation, they said, can you come? And I talked with our brother Abbott to go with me. And we have a festival, celebration, victory. A group of young men finished. One of these, he called me to have a proper TV program there. I said, thank you, Lord. My people, all people in Mexico. give me a copy. I think I need to tell you, what about this? Pictures, dibujo. this is connected with my ministry, or a mix. Operation Grand Evangelism from Mexico. And this one, I decided this logo for the group of churches we start in Mexico. I plan 10, but I have another 2-3 really love the ministry, start with churches, and they come with me, and we put my churches in the churches, the same doctrine, independent Baptist. And we have registered in Mexico City 40 churches. Grupo Azteca. Grupo Azteca. What is it, that state? No, it's not state. It's an area to take part of the Veracruz, San Luis Potosí, and Hidalgo, my state. This is Azteca, Grupo Azteca. Hey, people in Mexico know, what is Azteca? Well, says, donde, very hard. The people know that. And I remember some who go to Chalchocoyo, Tamazunchale. It is part of the Huasteca. This is exactly, you understand? If you don't understand, I tell you who translates this. My wife. brother, listen to me. I still vergüenza. Yes. You know why? I have this year in last year in January a Congress number 25. 25 Congresses. One each year to bring all the pastors if possible. Why? To preach? No. Sit down. Rest. Listen. I had through the years 4 tremendous preachers. Now 50% of these 2 completely single. They don't go anymore. But the 2 men, one is Brazilian, taking 10 languages, another is from those chancellors, is Houdini. Okay. Well, these friends for many years, I know them, they know me. And they said, brother, it's not important where, when. You call me, I go and give me the thematic, the topics. And I feel not too good. Because I never make all this program for one Congress. It's a first time. I feel the pressure from my God. Rapture, I think it's coming soon. Between rapture and the millennium, only 7 years. It's in the Bible. And we are preachers. So said nothing. I really love rapture, the second coming, and I preach from the beginning when I start to preach it. Thank you, wife. She said, take up book and a movie. Well, this is the first big, the first book I wrote. Now I'm working in the number 6. But this is the missionary or evangelistic movie history from this book. And this is English also. You have a track in Spanish. The same price. Those 2 languages, same price. $15. But this is indeed only bring two boxes, right? We bring only two, right? Box?
Four.
Four? Oh, okay. You know what? It's too heavy in the plane. In the planes now, they don't like, or suitcase. Also, they don't get eat in the plane. Ni coffee. No, ni coffee. Oh,
terrible. Well, I wait for the rapture. I really enjoy to be here. What is that thing why I really enjoy? Three things. People who pray for me or ministry. But the second one, oh, my children. I love these children.
Beautiful. Not like me, but beautiful.
And my son-in-law, your pastor, and my daughter, I love them. Enjoy playing, running, see all flowers over there. But the biggest thing for this building, I want to emphasize this building. I don't select that scripture for that. But we read the Bible now, the first chapter, the Esdras. And I really don't feel good because I don't speak your language. But something is good to understand. Chinese speak their own English.
The Russian, the Japanese, the
other islands. And everybody is so sweet. Say, yes, yes, nice. Brasso, I love you. Amen. But really, what we select is not too popular like a John 3:16 or Psalm 23. No, we read in Esdras chapter 1. And Pastor, give me a favor to read two scriptures. One is the history when finished. The big problem with the Jews. But and that finish, the second he read in Jeremy, I said thank you for that lecture because it is close, more close. It's context exactly to informs to you why the people go to Babylonia. There is a list. It's another part also. But I read more Old Testament for years, my last years. I can see more and more of the love of God and His passions for us. This morning, exactly, each one said, I'm a God's child, will belong to me, my Lord. What happened here? I just, the thematic or the title, and also three things. Simple. It's read in your Bible where we read before. Is the Lord visit the people? He started to visit the king's Cyrus. And he said the same thing to him and also the men from Jerusalem there. Also the people who don't move from his house. It's interesting. Three things. I mentioned that. And I talking to a pastor. you don't read what we're talking about, the tema, the topic. Well, we are talking about what is this? Revival from God. You with me? See the world, the different cultures, different religions, or neighbors here. This is just a world. Each one was his own way. But the Lord said, he just took the king. And it's beautiful. In other words, what happened? The God said, wake up and obey. Just that. Wake up and move and obey. We understand very well this morning in the class outside with the men. I just eating the time, the work of the Holy Spirit. This revival, not from Billy Graham, not for the, ¿cómo se llama? El famoso que te dije. The father of the pastors. Everybody knows. They called the father of the pastors, the preachers. Charles. Say. No, so many people around the world put together thousands, big multitudes. But you know what? The Bible says very clear. The really revival is what God's moving. Here is with the King Cyrus. And he said, 7 years is right now. The men from Jerusalem, free. Did you promise to protect them? But listen to me. This, the number two or the number one for that people is to build my house in Jerusalem. Basically, just two things. They free the men and go. They go. And then also, said Bill, rebuild my house. Do you discover in the Bible is emphatic? To me, it's emphatic. The Holy Spirit talked to us about the God's house. This is the God's house. Recently, we see advertisement, the big church, more than 3,000 people church. And we understand they have a very good presentation, dramatic. And we talk with a pastor, and I very carefully with the pastors. The pastor said, no, I don't go. Because he lives there. They know. And we go, some group from the church with a pastor. Really?
oh, those acres in the Cape Plain, thousands cars there, oh, so many people, oh, tremendous. But forget that. This is the house of God.
When I preaching in Mexico, I know sometimes it's a little house, bigger. Sometimes nice, sometimes not. But I worry seriously with the houses for God. And 20, at least 20, well, maybe 30 years, I work building house of God, templo. I remember very well I had to build 18. Six of these directly the churches I start. The group who visit Chalchocoyo, you remember that big building? I design what class of the roof. Varillas, fierro, two waters. Some people came to the number 37 conference I have there, 37 years ago I started that conference. It's another one. One big preacher in from the United States. He said, brother, a dozen people inside, outside, all tremendous for that conference. He said, brother, you think with too many people, a lot of noise, the roof don't come down? He go to outside. Said, I don't explain to you. Brother Joe put a ladder, okay, la escalera allá. This man going to eat in the top to understand. There is the beams, cement and hierro, que te tiene. All that tunnels, 22 long, 10. But in others, I build not exactly the same, but I enjoy. I like to talk with the brethren about that. Why the house of God? Very special place where the Holy Spirit want to work. Well, Pastor teach you very well. When we receive Christ, we have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will lead us growing and understand. But the Lord said, please, my house, my people, this is what you're doing this morning. For the glory of God. Praise the Lord. I don't insist to repeat that, but please open your Bible. Esdras. Esdras. Second Chronicles and then Esdras. That book in my Bible in Spanish, this book is only four sheets, 8 pages, four sheets. You know that? I have another question for you. You will really read. Here is the name, the house of God. Do you count how many times this white dove title, name, or site, house of God? I'm gonna count. Somebody count how many times said in that book, the house of God? Levanta la mano. Put your hand. Nadie sabe. Brother, remember this word. I keep repeating this word. The house of God. 41 times in only 4 sheets in my Bible, and in yours also.
This is just in one little book. Repetition? Is that crazy, the man who wrote this? No! It's the Holy Spirit! We need to invite this here and tomorrow, also in the millennials. Amen?
I understand this exactly when I graduated in the Bible Institute. Can you believe I'm the more youngest of the boys student in the seminary in that time? The youngest, me, and everybody behind me. Brother,
crazy people.
I'm very seriously, in the God's call to me. In the first place where I pastor in 5 years working there, I start 5 churches. And I looking for the land to build, and then I build the churches. It's there. Next time in one of the box start description, one will institute.
It's okay with me since it's horrible. This is crazy. Hey, man, I crazy in the Lord. Crazy in the Holy Spirit. Okay. The people need to go to Jerusalem. You see, two big things. Number one, all the men, 100%, no babies, no teenagers, no olds, como like me. No. Gente joven. Entonces, tremendo. I recheck right now. In Nehemiah 7, I think Nehemiah 7 is clear. I see three numbers: 42, 360, 245, and 7,337. In total, 49,952. Except the children, except the ladies, except the people. The man is no as adult. All this group, the more bigger group, his leader is Zorobabel. It's interesting crossing the road in Hidalgo, where I have my little house. There is a neighbor. His name is Zorobabel. In Spanish, the sound is not sympathetic. But his father is one of the 9 Christians, men in my town, the non-Christians kill him. And I make a chapter about that name, and I explain. And this man, who are very, very, very not lay, he accepted the Lord, but he read the Bible with the, not only the eyes, but the, his heart in the Bible. And he put this name, Zorobabel. It's terrible sound. No, he said, he's a bigger. Bigger before God. Who's this man to lead these 49,952 people, adult, to Jerusalem? But it's too much, but repetir. Okay. The number two, to build the house of God, but also they going to alienate the Christians in their life. Well, I mentioned just one thing they make in Jerusalem when they come. The sacerdote, the priest, separate the couples. He is a Jew, but she. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. This is what the Lord said. These ladies is not belong to this group. They belong to the children of God. Put out. The Lord put orders to clean, to tell the people what the Lord said. What is this? The same thing. He continued con the king. But I want to read in your Bible. Looking for me, Proverbs 21. Proverbs 21, verse 1. He said, why the Lord come to talk with the king and do this and this and this? Well, he said, yes. You God, the true God, the God of the people. I obey you. Everything. I found this in my ministry in Mexico. Where I need authorities. Mire, what's that? The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turned it, whether it's a sober about it, he will. ¿Me entendieron, verdad? But the other text associated with this epistle or Romans, chapter 13. Please, you read Proverbs 21:1. Read chapter 13, epistle of Romans. I discovered this in the Bible, not in the Constitution of Mexico. No, it's in the Bible. And I put myself for call of God to protect the people who suffer for the gospel. Especially the Indians. Two times. I talk with authority. And we pull free the Indians and go back. Recently, we received a message from the pastor in Guamicaco, the last group I helped.
some pastors, some brothers, think of these things. Well, I talk with them because it's like the Bible. The Lord puts that in the Bible. I got to tell you the authority. And praise the Lord. He's not that my vocabulary or my language, no.
But for this Congress, can you listen? I think in the authorities that the number one, I had to another meeting with the preachers, but I'm looking for the way, the spirit, whatever, to find the overcome. In Quintana Roo, don't we miss the Congress last time? We talked with the government. The government said, oh, thank you for informing me. What are you doing in this Congress? Cancun, which is a big important city in Mexico, touristic. I spend you what we do. But not only that, I need to talk with you because I'm Mexican. In any part of Mexico, we have terrible problems. People's. It's not right. I interrupt you, maybe. Can you send to me at the Congress about this place? No, uniform. And I talk with them.
We pray for them. He said,
but also he said,
well, I understand you would like pay something money. I'm to help you with that 50%.
I'm not asking for money with authority.
But he said, that building is very expensive to rent. I know. I want to help with that 50%. Oh, gracias.
He said, and I'm going to send my representative.
Is that right? That program to start the Congress. Please.
In the morning, he come to me. We talk. He bring periodistas, say, camarógrafos, and questions. No, está bien. The that hombre, representant for governor, I in the pulpit to start. You come. He come, he presented.
He has a sound from the world.
And lo hizo. Do you believe in Proverbs 21, number 1?
I believe that 100%. Because I in this situations, well, ¿en qué año? This year. I have in my notes something to tell you. Nineteen thirty-nine. Our president is Lázaro Cárdenas. Bible, the Institute, Wycliffe group go to Mexico to talk with Lázaro Cárdenas, 1939, I'm 3 years old. I said, oh, what do you think? What do you need? Well, we come from state, we members of this institute, we have a program for Mexico for the Indian dialect. We want to translate to Indian dialects the Bible. Carlos, and talk. He said, you know what? I'm busy. But I said, yes! I make a certificate of my sign, my stamp there. He said, clear for the people, the Wycliffe Institute, I give 50 years to work in Mexico. This is true. What said that? Proverbs 21:1. It's true. And I know the constitution in Mexico. And the last church I helped, two lawyers, young lawyers, make a scripture, 64 things to put peace to resolve the problems there. I read that composition or lo que sea, cuatro veces, four times I read and I discovered some bad things. Bad things topping the Constitution. And I said this, you know what? I live here, I work here, I study here. I visit all the towns here in the Huasteca. One time, I put in 3 dozen of people, but these don't work here. Please, for this church in problems, don't apply this. The Constitution, I mentioned a phrase in the chapter 24. This is sufficient for the people in the Senate, but the president or you need to interpret, translate exactly here to the Indian. They, when they listen and they understand what the Constitution said, then Mexicans can protect, but is that my suggestion? You know what happened? They got to the authority, talk with them, and they held a meeting. How long se han quedado tranquilos? Más de un año, yeah. More than 1 year, totally. Very good. I need to say, brother, are you Christian? Are you a son of God? Pray for the authority. Pray for Obama. Last night, my wife showed me what the people said, because you know what he said. But we need to pray for him.
no problem.
But the second thing we found, not only wake up and move. The king said yes, but it's in the verse very very clear in verse in second the Chronicles, but also Esdras, the first verses. But the second thing is in verse 3. The Lord said to the Jews who go to their house in Jerusalem, wake up and obey. It's the same thing. It really, they kick nice president, nice king. They decide to return to Jerusalem. What? 5,400 utilis belong to the highest, the God's house. Utilities, gold, plate. 5,400. That no mention that, but authority said yes, we need to go take back this belong to the house of God. I recommend also read Lamentations. What is Lamentations? What says Lamentation? Lamentations. It's wailing, crying, suffering, tears, a wish, deep pains, complaints of death, woes. This is all. It's all. The people there. But now, change the life totally. Now the pastor leading the music, my mind is, I am Jerusalem with the people, singing what? The sacred music, a great to God. Exactly. I don't see you bad. I said, my wife, he's a choir. Beautiful. It's well, the Lord. But for 70 years, impossible. They don't sing. They don't play. The Babylonic said, play your music is good. Play your instruments. What the Jews said, crying, no, we don't say that. It is only for God. My instrument is in that south tree, come on, that south, in the river, south tree. There is my instrument, musical instrument. We don't use it. 70 years. Can you believe? We just. To me, I heard this morning the prelude for the house of God in millennium. It's millennium. Muy lejos. When the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. Baptist 1. Teach his disciples to pray. Teach us to pray. I mentioned just one. Venga a nos tu reino.
Come your... Para que se haga tu entera voluntad como en el cielo, aquí también en la tierra, milenio.
Right? Sí. Lo que yo dije, me corrijo ahí. ¿Por qué yo estoy oyendo el preludio? No soy loco. No, no, I'm not crazy. I love the Lord. See, my Lord, he's built my house. Built my reunion, my music. Eso no dice allí, pero yo se lo digo. Está en la Biblia. It's in the Bible also. My wife played 12 instruments. I am not wrong. But I take the Bible to teach about what the Bible said about the music. Ayer I passed on, ¿cómo se llama? Bosquejo. Outline to some pastors. Nunca había visto. Pues es que no la lees. No. Cuando yo le hablo del. ¿Eh? Oh. I tell the pastor said, oh, outline. I never see that. Bro, you don't need to go to university or college or seminary. If they don't teach us, very, very bad. The Bible is very clear. I have one study where put the order in the church or in the group, the multitudes, whatever. Number one is God. Number two is the general, military general from David. Number three, the three select teachers to use. And the ultimate, the students, brutal teach pastor, the God's man, his authority, but they see the word of God. We need to listen correctly. It just what says the Lord says, obey, go, and do that. Well, I think some start hungry for you. Then number three is Esdras 1, Esdras chapter 1, 4, 5 and 6. Not only to the king, not only the cross to 50,000 people who go to Jerusalem, but the third one is all the people stay in their house. Come on, this is what the Bible said. It's interesting. The order of God is beautiful. And this is the way we need to work in his ministry. They keep gold, silver, values, vacas, cows, and voluntary offerings. Oh, that is repeating in the New Testament. Voluntary. Order? No. De su corazón. From your heart. This is what the Lord used very well. The man here, Don Sebo, no me entiende muy bien, pero sabe que he, I know, I understand. But
major percentage of the people here really move against order. Lo que dice Dios, lo que dicen los líderes, the leaders of the church, and we. You know what? John Dewey, the pictures on the pastor is stuck. And I go outside because I see a cup used over there in the green, beautiful carpet green. And I want to put in the trash. I tell you now. It's not important the inversion. Big baby or small. But the people will understand, just obey the Lord. We finish with this. Well, conclusion. Finally, nobody escaped. The king, the men, and then the rest in their houses. Come on, voluntary offerings, support, buildings. They bring all they need. Beautiful, beautiful. My church in Oakland, Mecayo. Chalchocoyo. This is classes of Christians we have there. Incredible. I mean, 35 years when I start to rebuild up the church, this is the problems, doctrinal problems. I talk to the pastor, my good friend, for years I don't visit him, and when I discover that, I go, and I talk with him on my love. And he said, brother, I understand. But it wasn't me. Can you help? See? I can go. You know what is the medicine? I started doing 7 years ago a conference. I select the preachers, the doctors, to teach them, and they learn. They don't say nothing, just phew. Adelante, grow. Oh, build this for todos lados. They start another 4 churches in the Rome. Beautiful. Okay, I also like to refer Ephesians 5:14. You remember that. Despierta tú que duermes, levanta de los muertos y alumbrará a Cristo. Pero yo lo he escrito aquí. Wake up, because you are son of God. Wake up, because you need to hear God. Wake up, because you need to live in and work in el temor de Dios. Wake up, porque debe, you need to busy obey the Lord. Wake up. There's the only way to great to God. Wake up. Identification publicly in the world and before God. Identify you like a son of the God. Wake up and go to Jerusalem. Disculpa me. Una sola cita. Es una gran tarea, muy difícil. A big work. You're going to work just one word in 2 Chronicles, last chapter. The Lord is going to be with him and let him go up to Jerusalem. Okay? connect that chapter with Revelation chapter 4, 1. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was a trumpet talking with me, which said, "Come!" Brother, that the last word we mentioned is in Chronicles, the last word of the Bible of the Jews. Go, Jerusalem! But listen, the Jew, I know Jew. But, thank you, Lord, what you said in Revelation chapter 1, chapter 4. Say, come up here. Where? Jerusalem? No.
That's a rapto, rapture. Nos parecemos, no?
Pueblo judío y la iglesia. No hay contradicción. Estamos juntos ahí.
Mire, the Jews, people, Dios, mujeres, hombres, men or ladies, what is in their mind, in their heart, and the whole thing is
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
I visited Jerusalem 2 times. And I talk with some people.
Hubo una, varias veces hubo reunión de más de 100 gentes.
Y yo era el único hombre que tenía un sombrero.
Y yo me fui buscando uno que estuviera solo para hablar. I talk with a single man.
Oye, how many times you come to Jerusalem?
Look, my first day here, and tomorrow I go, but I can.
Jew is that kind of people. Jerusalem.
Yo ya fui, pero voy a ir otra vez.
Según la profecía, vamos a ver otra vez.
Pero antes de eso, viene el rato.
Apocalipsis 4:1. Está el rato.
De la iglesia tiene judíos, pero mayormente es la iglesia de la gentil. Ok. Thank you. Well, I leave you. Just remember that word, the same word, pero different place. Jerusalén, es judío. Si hay un judío aquí, pues están llamando allá. Usted debe ir allá. Pero yo estoy esperando al Señor. Aunque no me lo crea, aunque you don't believe me this morning in what I said, when I fly to Hawaii, it's a long way, but I think, oh, my daughter, my family, one island. But what says the Revelation of the islands? Entonces tú vas a, you want to brincar? You going to jump? The island move? This is the obra de Dios, God's work. But you brincar, jump. The Lord coming. Please pray for the Congress. This time, I need to cover a lot of things.
we need to rent a special auditorium. We need to give a people at least 1,200, I don't know, 3 times a day. But also, we need to rent 4 or 5 rooms for our preachers. But I pray for the pastors, maybe 200, 300, I don't know. But we want to inspire, solve this thematic issue. Pray for us. Pastor. Mira. I love this song. We don't talk before we came, but we have the same color of shirt.
Amen. Gracias. And next week I'm speaking in Spanish. I did want you to catch one thing. He went in Spanish for a little bit over there, talking about, you heard when he said Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Okay, you have to catch that. I think it's important for you to take home. But he was saying, and I'm not qualified to translate, I caught this by God's grace. Just like the men and the women, the Jewish men and women in the Old Testament, it was all about Jerusalem. They longed to be at Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. That's the same kind of attitude we have to have towards heaven. We're people of heaven. Heaven, heaven, amen. Heaven. Amen. He just amened his own sermon.